When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. Dave Richard at 8. And we'll talk Capitals hockey with Nick Dowd. He'll be on the show at 8:25. But right now it's time to hit the skins. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Well, then grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day? Just in case, do what Mike Marr does and grab a refreshing 12-ounce can out of Drabby's office. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You score 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, guys, we've been talking about it all week. It's Dallas week. It doesn't still have the same juice as, like, peak, you know, Dallas-Washington rivalry stuff. But, you know, a lot of it has to do with, like, both teams, like, we're pretty good, they're pretty bad. Like, it's hard when if they're both good. It hasn't happened that often over the last 30 years. But hopefully we get this rivalry up and running again. It's interesting that, you know, Quinn and Joe Witt and those guys are coming from the McCarthy staff. You'd get a kick out of it, Cakes, when Quinn was just raving about Mike McCarthy and his professionalism, what a great coach he is, all the things he's learned from Mike, how he puts his practices together, how detailed he is. You know, I thought it was interesting. I know you're a Mike McCarthy hater.
Haters, I guess I could fall in the Mike McCarthy hater category.
I think I have
category.
To put you in the hater.
I think you're probably right.
I think I have to put you in there.
He's one of the NFL coaches that is in my crosshairs.
So Mike, had his presser this week, and he is committed to Cooper Rush as a starting quarterback, although he did leave an opening and said there's going to be a package of plays for Trey Lance.
I mean, much like when the Commanders faced the Steelers, they brought in Justin Fields for at least one play. Maybe maybe a couple plays. I can't recall, but
it was a key play, and he actually slid short.
Yeah. So I can understand. Like, if you have Trey Lance and you traded a 4th-round pick to get him, and you can utilize him, especially in short yardage, sure, take advantage of that.
So Cooper has played in 4 career games versus Washington, including last season. One of them was a start, and that's when he went 15 of 27 for 223 yards and 2 touchdowns. In a 25-10 Dallas win back in 2022. So I remember that stretch. I thought, did he quarterback for like 4 or 5 games while Dak was injured? And he did pretty darn well. He was like 4-1 or 5-0, wherever the hell he was. So probably that's what's still lingering in Mike's mind when he stays committed to Cooper. They have had some success, Cakes.
He's 5-2 as a starter in his career.
Yeah, they've had some success with him starting. So... when you look at just how these teams match up, you know, we've talked about this, but the last 5 games, let's go with that. For Washington, we're 3-2. We had the 40-7 drubbing of the Andy Dalton-led Panthers. I remember being a little nervous about that because Dalton had brought that offense back to life a little bit in Carolina, but it wasn't evident against us. Then you had the 18-15. The Hail Mary win over Chicago. Of course, the 27-22 win over the Giants. Then the Pittsburgh debacle with the questionable spot. Only losing by a point. Jaden maybe a little off in that game. Not his best game. Certainly not his worst. And I think last week against Philly, though, just a few days later, I think Jaden probably did have his worst game of the year. Although they had a chance to go take the lead with what, 7 or 8 minutes in the fourth quarter? I mean, Saquon ripped off those two things to blow the game wide open.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, they were right there. So they've got time to rally. Meanwhile, Dallas, they're coming on. They've got 5 straight losses in their last 5. Detroit smoked them 47-9, but Detroit's kind of doing that to everybody. They lost to San Francisco, who's been an up-and-down team who didn't have Christian McCaffrey at that time, 30-24. They lost to Atlanta, 27-21. The Eagles handled them, 34-6. And then Houston and your boy C.J. Stroud took care of business. It got kind of ugly after about the second quarter or so, 34-10.
I'm looking back at some of Cooper Rush's game logs from 2022 when the Cowboys run a winning streak. Here's the difference as to what's going to happen this weekend as to what happened in 2022. Here are the scores of the teams against Dallas's defense in those wins. 10 points, 10 points, 16 points, 17 points. Look at what Dallas is giving up now. Like, he doesn't have that same sort of defensive,
for sure,
like, safety net that he had back in 2022.
Dallas is giving up, you know, 29.3 points per game. They're 31st in the league defensively.
Consider this, EB, though, back to Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels had a subpar game against the Eagles. Eagles have a really good defense. Mm-hmm. Number one, Mitchell, the rookie's a stud. The secondary's really good. They've got Jalen Carter in the middle. They're a really good defense. So, made sense that Jaden Daniels would maybe have a down game. Do you know what Cooper Rush did against the Eagles this year? He threw for 45 yards.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, 45 yards.
Part of that, too, is he had CeeDee Lamb wide open in the end zone, but that big, giant, glowing orb up in the sky was coming through the windows at Jerry World, and CeeDee Lamb couldn't find the ball in the end zone.
Looked like he threw it behind him, too.
He did, but I'm trying to give him a little bit of a pass.
He definitely lost it.
13 for 23 for 45 yards, Cakes.
Cooper Rush thinks, okay, that offense is, outside of CeeDee Lamb, they don't have any real playmakers. They lose Jake Ferguson, their top tight end. He went out with an injury this past week. So they've got to dip into a backup tight end. They can't run the ball. I don't see a lot of pathways for them to score enough points to beat the Commanders.
Well, they're averaging about 18 points per game, which is pretty low. They're passing for a lot of yards. I guess a lot of that's probably from Dak, residue from Dak. They're passing for 240 a game, which is like 7th in the league, actually. But there is some good news on the Commanders' front. DQ said yesterday in his presser, all the offensive linemen are healthy. All of them are a go at this point.
He doesn't want to use injury as an excuse for anybody. The linemen are healthy. Jaden's healthy. Now they just need to destroy the Cowboys.
Isn't that a refreshing change than from some crazy excuse from our former coach, maybe? I like it. But it certainly would be good. Hopefully that's true that we have a healthy, intact offensive line. I think that'll also help Jaden along with the extra practice time.
Is anybody concerned that Marshawn Lattimore never practices?
Well, I was going to give you the update on that.
So it's kind of concerning.
He didn't practice, but he worked out on the side yesterday. So that was the plan anyway. Prior to practice, DQ had his presser, and he said he's going to work out on the side, and then they're going to see how it is. And then I guess today there'll be another opportunity to work out and see what happens.
It sounds like he's trending towards not playing again.
That's what it sounds like, but let's see what happens today.
I'm going to guess he's limited at practice at best, if he even practices.
All right, limited.
He may just do side work.
I don't think you go from side work to full. So you go side work to limited today.
Yeah.
Maybe full Friday. If he's feeling good.
My tingle is, doesn't practice today.
Right. I hope it's limited.
I haven't seen much optimism around Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah. One thing he did say, and, you know, look, they've clearly given up on Emmanuel Forbes. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
They just gave up on him. But they've been thrilled with Sandersteel, what he's done back there. St. Juste is what he is. He can make some plays, but he's not a number one corner. But they're really happy with Quan Martin and Jeremy Chinn. Jeremy mm-hmm. Chinn's flashing.
Quan Martin with that nice punch out of the ball. It's just unfortunate that I can't remember who recovered it for. That was in the Philly game.
That could have been a game changer.
No, it was a huge play.
Yeah, huge play.
Ball just bounced right into the Philly tight end.
Right.
It wasn't Goddard. Calcaterra, maybe. I can't remember who recovered it.
So,
doesn't matter.
Limited yesterday was Cleveland Farrell. He's dealing with a knee. Igbinanahe. I'm trying to say his name right. I just struggle with it.
Noah I.
He has a thumb that they're dealing with. They're still monitoring Austin Seibert, but the good news is, I guess Quinn said they were going to see how the kickoffs were looking to kind of see how strong and how healthy that hip is. Good news is the kid that they signed, Zane Gonzalez, he's been around for a while. He's been good.
He's been solid.
So it takes away a little of that urgency. You got to give him, I give Adam Peters a ton of credit because that can often plague a team throughout a season.
Yep.
When you have place kicker issues like they've had, and he plugged that hole and fixed it right away.
Well, that's what
happens. And then they even plugged it with a backup,
You have a competent, really good guy running your front office.
Like, that could have been a disaster.
Absolutely.
Now, I hope I don't jinx it for this Sunday, but Gonzalez has been very solid. So it's been a great pickup filling in for Seibert, who's been amazing.
Hopefully he's just kicking a lot of extra points and the offense isn't stalling out with field goal attempts.
Right.
A lot of extra points. Hopefully that's what's on deck this weekend.
Right. Let me see if there's anything else we could get in there.
Will Zane Gonzalez kick 4 extra points this weekend?
Would be amazing.
Let's hope that's the case.
I mean, be amazing.
How about 4 extra points and 2 field goals? That's a good recipe for a home dub.
With what Dallas is doing defensively, giving up 28, 29 a game, we got to get to that threshold. We got to get to 28, 29, get back on the bus.
I agree.
I hope we will. But they still have the Micah factor. Micah Parsons is someone they're still going to have to account for, Cakes. I think you're sleeping on him. I know he didn't have an impressive game statistically last week, but the week prior, in his first game back, he had 2 sacks. He's a game wrecker. He's a guy that's perennially in the conversation for defensive player of the year. Maybe not this year because of the games he's missed, etc., and how bad they are. But you can't sleep on the fact that Micah Parsons is on the other side of the field. They move him all over the place. You have no idea where he's going to be from play to play. Watch out. That's the X factor, I think, in this football game.
Well, hopefully he's just a ghost in this game like he was this past week where he had, one tackle.
I never think he's truly a ghost. I think he's always wreaking havoc, and if you're holding him off, then you're doing a great job. But, he's not a guy who's going to shut it down. He's an all-go motor guy. He's a wrecking ball.
They haven't had DeMarcus Lawrence in the lineup, right? Does he come back? He's not ready to come back, is he?
I don't know the answer to that. I wish I did, JP.
I mean, they have talented players on that defense, but man, you can run, especially right up the middle against them.
Mm-hmm. Here's interesting. They've been plagued by penalties too. The Commanders, just to give you some context, the Commanders are 7th best, I guess, in penalties. With only 43 yards per game in penalties, they're 23rd in the NFL in penalties. They're plagued with 55 penalty yards per game, so that's something to look out for. See how disciplined they are. Third down defense, they're actually a little bit better than we are. They're 11th in the league in third down defense. The Commanders, meanwhile, 26th. Cakes. Teams are converting 43% of third downs against us. Well, we gotta force punts.
That number has to be much lower on Sunday with Cooper Rush at the helm. Like, it's gotta be like 30% or less.
That's kind of a jarring stat.
That number's gotta take a dip.
We gotta be much better on third down defense.
When we come back, we'll be joined by Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. And don't forget, Dave Richard joins us at 8 o'clock to give you all that Week 12 fantasy football advice that you desperately need for the Junks. We'll be right back. Coming up a bit later in the show, Dave Richard joins us in just about 35 minutes. He'll be on at 8 o'clock. He'll give you the fantasy advice that you need, that Matt Valdez needs, that I need. We all need it. It's coming up at 8. And Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals, he'll join us at 8:25. So hopefully we'll be joined by Brian Baldinger in just a bit. This is where he usually joins us to talk all things NFL. He's Odyssey's NFL insider.
I love his breakdowns. Mm-hmm. I actually wanted to ask him, so he does, occasionally, he does a preview from the ocean where he's kind of floating.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And I'm wondering where the camera is, because it doesn't look like he has his arm out for a selfie. You know what I mean? Like, he's using his arms to float.
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know how
he's
filming
these.
Does he have
it on a dock?
Does
he have somebody shooting it?
Does he have somebody shooting him while he's in the water? I don't know.
It looks like it's fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe it's on a boat? Like, I just don't know the mechanics.
Yeah, we can ask him the logistics of his
shooting it.
He could have one of those like little mini cameras like the golf guys. There's a guy I know who wants to start up a YouTube golf channel, and he's got all the little cameras, the fix to the cart and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something like that you're gonna fix to like a boat.
So he's a burgeoning golf vlogger.
He wants to get into the golf YouTube space.
He wants to get into the golf vlog space.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe
I don't blame him. You can make some big coin on YouTube. Good for him.
Maybe he's doing it like a selfie, but I mean, he looks like he's treading water. I don't see an arm sticking out. And it seems pretty fixed.
Is he doing the snorkeling bit where he has mask and just
I think he's got a selfie stick there, JP. You think he has a selfie stick? Yeah, you just can't tell.
He's just treading water with one arm.
I think you're stupid. I think that's a selfie stick. That would be my guess.
Possible, but it's
pretty
good camera work.
Yeah, he's treading water probably with his legs and his left arm and holding the selfie stick with his right.
Do we have any silly snorkelers in the room? Like that, like we've gone on vacation or like
no, honeymoons. Like I'm always in awe of guys. I was never able to do this when I was in like Hawaii.
Yeah,
who could they put a snorkel on?
Yeah,
and then they go deep, and then they could come up
like
and
how
then blow
deep
their
you...
water. I don't know, 20 feet or something, 10 feet. But then they could blow the water out of their blowhole.
Yeah,
and then use it to get air, you know, without putting their head above, and then go deep again. I could never do that. That was something intimidating about it.
I think I've snorkeled once, like when I was in Jamaica for my honeymoon, like so many moons ago. That's it. That's my only snorkel.
I'm a fine snorkeler.
Yeah, but you're right above the surface, right?
Trust me,
you're right below the surface.
I'll go down. And
you know
come
how
back
to do
up.
That?
Yeah, I mean, I don't go 20 feet down.
Well, let's say 10 feet. You can go 10 feet down and then just go up to the just under the surface of the water, blow the water out of your blowhole.
Sure.
I've done that. I've been gulping water, and then it's over.
It's a mental thing for me. I can't do it.
No, I can do that. But my wife freaked out because we did one of those, you know, catamaran trips.
Sure.
So did
I. Booze.
I puked.
And they threw the bread right by her. So like 100 fish swarmed her, and she freaked out.
By the fish? Were they scary fish?
I don't even think they were scary. She just didn't like... Everything just
she didn't want a school of fish
like, getting around her.
She felt attacked. I mean, I could get that.
I don't think she was great at it either. Like when she's not really good at something, she likes to tap out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like we started playing tennis for a little while.
She never
played tennis. Like she was a really good athlete. Played college soccer. Played 3 sports in high school.
Yeah.
And then there are sports where she hasn't played, and if we've tried them and she's not good, she likes to tap out.
If I only did things I was really good at, I'd do nothing. I mean, it'd be nothing. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, I'm a decidedly mediocre tennis and pickleball player. I still play. it doesn't stop me.
I'm better at some things than I am at others, but I'm not particularly great at any of them.
Sure.
Yeah.
You may not be great, but you're well above average in golf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Average golfer doesn't even break 100.
Yeah. Marginally better.
That's what all the work's for.
I know.
That's what all the swings are for.
I wish I was silly at one thing.
Hey, you get to work on your wind game today.
No.
Wind gusts today.
I saw somebody said wind gusts are going to be like 50 miles per hour. Is that in this area today?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's going to be cold, though. I don't know if I'm going to make 18. If it's butt cold.
You better bundle up.
It's butt cold and windy.
Yeah. So those aren't your optimal conditions.
Although my new driver got delivered yesterday, Cakes.
Is it a Temu driver?
It's not a Temu.
It's actually a real driver.
It's a Titleist.
Ah, very good.
A Titleist driver guy.
Let me guess. You didn't pay the full freight for it.
No, this one I did.
You did?
I really did.
You didn't get a hookup? You didn't get a discount? This is shocking.
It's a long story, but yeah. Probably a mistake by me, but
are you losing your fastball over there? What are you doing?
Yeah. Maybe. I just like to go places where not everyone's just like staring at me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I'm trying out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like everyone's looking at me. It could be just paranoia. But
everybody's got the
mostly
eyeballs
paranoia.
On you.
Yeah. Nobody's really looking at you.
They kind of are. They kind of, like, oh, that's EB from the Junkyard. Yeah, let's go see what his hurt the golf swing looks like. Yeah, I don't really like it.
You don't like being in the spotlight.
No, I like to be anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Like to fly under the radar.
Yeah. All right, what's Baldy's deal? Is he not answering?
No answer from Baldy.
No answer from Baldy. All right.
Maybe he's in the water.
Didn't get a taste of the Benz.
Did I tell you that when I had dinner, remember I had that big expensive dinner after the big win over Yale on senior night?
Yep.
I met a couple there. They're like a power country couple. They live in Nashville. So okay. They had the Country Music Awards, right. I guess, last night. I didn't watch it. But I think we're going to get Jelly Roll on the show.
Oh, really?
I mean, we could probably get...
How are they so connected on high?
Well, the one works for CAA, Creative Art. You know,
I've heard
CAA,
of that.
They represent everybody.
Yeah.
In all genres.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches.
Do they want to
broadcasters.
Represent... They want to represent the junk?
Possibly. they undercut Ross, maybe. Yeah.
Something tells me they'd be overcutting him.
Yeah.
Like, with their stable
They're
artists.
Yeah, CAA is legit,
yeah.
Right? So they represent everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy is like an agent, producer, and, you know, he's interacted and worked with Jelly Roll and all these different country artists
mm-hmm.
many times. Says he's the nicest guy in the business.
Seems like
both
a nice dude.
Both of them said he's single-handedly the nicest guy in the business. We'll do anything. I said, well, will he do our show? And they said, we'll work on it. So we're probably going to get Jelly Roll.
You won't go to the big-ass stadium tour with Jelly Roll and Post Malone.
Well, dude. is there a local spot for that?
I believe. How about, is Washington, D.C. local?
So what does that mean? They're going to play the Cap One or whatever they call it?
Oh, it says the big-ass stadium tour.
I would say Northwest Stadium.
Northwest Stadium.
Well, it's D.C. It says D.C., not Landover, Maryland.
Yeah, but that counts.
So you're back in on Jelly Roll? Because I just saw him at Capital One, and you seemed like you had no interest.
I have interest. And I actually expressed this to the CAA woman. I said, listen, here's the thing with Jelly Roll. As a 30-year broadcast professional, he's incredible. Everyone likes him. He's like mm-hmm. the most likable guy ever. He's a little overexposed.
Okay.
He's got he can't say yes to everything.
Understood.
And she says he does. He says yes to everything.
Right.
It's because he was down and out, you know, 10 years living in a van.
Mm-hmm. You can't believe your good fortune.
Yeah, you can't believe where he's at. And he knows he wants to capitalize on it. And he is.
Smart guy.
And it could be fleeting.
Yeah, he knows it's fleeting. He's doing everything he can.
That's why we say yes to Ref the District.
Yeah, that's correct. You never know.
They hit 200 shows. Congratulations
to
the guys.
Good. They're good guys. I like them. What was the stat that they grinded out? They grind out a lot of stats. They hear us talk about a topic, and then they grind out the stats.
Passes that Jaden Daniels has thrown to receivers where they fell inside the 5-yard line.
Right.
So they didn't find the end zone.
We had 11 of those.
I thought maybe it was 9.
As a Jaden Daniels fantasy manager, that gets me distraught when I hear about that. When guys fall down to the 2-yard line,
right.
And then in comes B-Rob or Eckler to just plunge into the end zone.
Well, sometimes it's Jaden.
Not in the last 6 games it hasn't been.
So you were looking at, what stat were you looking at? Were they, is it the Sports Illustrated site? Where do they rank the quarterbacks every week? The rookies or the top, the first
no,
year
I just
and
looked. ESPN
guys.
Plus
yeah.
had a ranking of the rookie quarterbacks, and they gave Caleb Williams a C+.
Now,
I
is
think?
That just for the week or for the season?
For the season.
Okay.
For the season, they gave Bo Nix. Everybody's super high on Bo Nix. I saw somebody, I can't remember who it was, yesterday break down the film, and he's, well, two things. There's two factors. Number one, throwing a lot of easy passes.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, he's been in a lot of games which are out of hand on either side. So it's kind of that stat padding type thing. You know, when you get like that last drive, you're down by two touchdowns and a defense is kind of just letting you have some yards. So easy yards. I believe ESPN gave Bo Nix a B minus.
That's not bad.
Trying to punch it up.
I mean, Cakes was calling him Bo Picks the first couple weeks of the season.
Well, go back and look at some of his game logs from early. Now, again, he's a rookie. And those guys are going to struggle sometimes early. Give him credit.
I watched him.
He's rebounding.
He doesn't do anything extraordinary, but he's just like a tough gamer.
Mm-hmm.
Moves around, can make some plays with his legs, you know, can get free from a rush and make a play on the run. Nothing extraordinary about him.
So this has a lot of analytics
confident.
For Bo Nix. It says over the past 5 weeks, it's been a great stretch. He's ninth in EPA per dropback, expected play average, right? And 15th in success rate.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up giving him a
B minus.
Do you want Jaden Daniels or Drake May first?
Well, I know what they both are, but go ahead.
Gave both of them A's.
Right.
When you go to Jaden Daniels, really the only knock they had on Jaden, and they have clips of certain plays, is that at times he has guys open downfield and he scrambles.
Mm.
So he has, at times, because there have been other times when he's made plays downfield, but they said in college that was kind of his default, that when he felt pressure, he ran. And that he's still doing it. They should have played in the Eagles game where Ertz and Eckler were both open. And he faced a little pressure. And he's looking at them, but he chose to run. And he ends up getting tackled.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, his runs can be so explosive. It's understandable why, instead of throwing a check down, you're like, hey, I might be able to juke this guy and get 20 yards.
Right. Or instead of maybe throwing a tight window throw, it's a little dicey. Let me just go ahead and run this.
He does right. I think it's Ben Solak wrote it. Goes, it's worth remarking that Daniel's offense does have a pretty hefty set of training wheels attached to it. This is to be expected from a Kingsbury offense and is not at all a referendum on Daniels, but is important when we contextualize his play with that of other rookies. Almost 40% of Daniels' dropbacks this season have come with either a screen or play action fake.
Mm-hmm.
Only Jared Goff and Tua are seeing fewer true dropbacks than Daniels. The good news, on non-screen, non-play-action dropbacks, he's still third in EPA per dropback and sixth in success rate. The kid's good, no two ways around it, is what he writes.
Thank you. I love that. Tell that to just send that to Drabby.
Drab t-shirt did not write that blurb.
I'm going to print that out and put it on his door.
Pretty effusive on Drake May, too.
Read the Drake May. I am curious.
Why there's reason for faith. May currently leads the NFL in off-target throw percentage at 9.9%.
That's not encouraging.
Yeah, I don't
leads
really...
Leads an off-target percentage? That is not...
But maybe that's
the lowest
amount.
Because it's low. Oh. Only off-target 9% of the time.
Oh, okay. I misheard.
And then it says, now some of May's actually is the product of the ask in this offense. To account for a shaky offensive line and pass protection, May is averaging only 6.8. air yards per attempt, and 22.1% of his dropbacks end with these throws behind the line of scrimmage, the 10th highest rate in the league. It's a lot of nerdy stuff, but he goes on to say, like, if you want the conclusion, he says, May has been everything the Patriots could have hoped for with the third overall pick. He's decisive, accurate, tough, and explosive.
All right, let's go real quick. It is Open Line Thursday. So far, it's been pretty pathetic. We've only had John.
Yeah,
and now
just
we have
smattering of calls.
It's just the John show. Now we have Big John.
I mean, Papa's going to be bitter. Called his call pathetic.
Well, I mean, no, his call wasn't pathetic.
He just made the total output.
Oh, you mean the turnout.
The output. So far, we've had John DePompa and now Big John, who is claiming he's a country artist now.
I have no idea.
Big John.
Hey guys, how you doing this morning?
What's
good.
Up,
how
Big
are
John?
You, buddy?
What's up, Hurricane?
Not much. Hey, I'm working on a song with my guitarist friend that I went to school with, and we're almost done. We're going to shoot a little video. It's a country style, Jelly Roll style song for Johnny Roll, I guess you could call me. And
are you a good singer?
Well, I'm going to be a I've got a low register and I can carry a tune, but he's a good guitarist and
he does have a unique voice.
All right, can I hear a little bit of a cappella, a little bit of the song?
Yeah, give us a sample.
Well, I don't want to spoil the surprise. I might have an in-studio invitation coming. Who knows?
Oh, I don't think that's happening.
Do you have an in-studio invitation?
Believe me, you don't, John.
All right. No,
let me hear a little a cappella.
Come on, Girth Brooks.
That's a great one.
That's a great one. Sing du jour.
That might be the best of the year.
I bow down to
like
you.
That came to you pretty quickly. That wasn't pre-planned. That's pretty good. Girth Brooks.
Girth Brooks.
Fantastic.
Girth Brooks is pretty funny. Give me a second to get it on my computer here. But
what do you need? You need the lyrics or something?
Yeah, I think he wants the music in the background.
We'll just have you call your guitarist, and he'll just drive over. we'll just wait.
Yeah, you understand. We are trying to do an entertaining radio show here, bud.
Well, I know, but you're on the show, so that cuts into that.
Good thing he gave up comedy.
He's on a thread here.
All right, here we go.
All right, this is Big John, the comedian, now the fat country artist.
Okay. As I travel around this nation singing songs and feeling fine, I remember where I am and know the glory isn't mine. It belongs to this great country where the freedom ever rings, a nation with so many unique things.
Seriously,
it sounds fine.
It's worse than I thought. I knew it was going to be bad. It was worse than I thought. I mean, how bad is that? I mean, if the sentiment's good, yeah. I like all that, but
I got one more verse. If you want.
We don't need another verse.
I thought it was supposed to be funny.
No, I don't think this one's supposed to be funny.
It's coming. The funniest is coming.
It's like a parody?
Yeah. It's supposed to be like a
Stephen Lynch or something? Is that the
Weird Al.
Weird Al.
You're hearing the setup, and the punch is coming. All right.
All right.
Weird Al did sing, I'm fat.
Right.
Like sunlight dancing on the oceans, diamonds on the waves, and men who fought and died in armies, heavens, weren't they brave? And friends who want to chat with you, and say, remember when? Only in America, amen.
Where was the funny part? What was supposed to be funny?
To steal one of Valdez's clips. Yeah. Be more funny.
Yeah. I mean, where was the funny part? Where was the good part?
The funny part is, I'm mentioning things that are in every country, and then I say, only in America, amen. That's the joke.
That's the worst joke I've ever heard.
It's remarkable.
You don't remember his jokes from the book party?
It's remarkable.
No, I don't remember his jokes, but that was worse.
Be more funny.
Thank you, Valdez.
Disconnect from reality is remarkable.
Yeah.
Like, he's in his own dream world.
You're a regular Jimmy Buffet.
Nice.
You're on a heater, Valdez.
All right. I know I'm wearing my welcome out, so I'll say goodbye. Thank you very much, John. Now he's
pathetic.
Being a victim. Yeah,
you're a victim. All right, where are you performing? Where can people see Hurricane or Girth Brooks?
They can go to Adams Morgan this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 at Club Moonlight. I'll be performing there.
Very good.
You're not going to moon anybody at Club Moonlight, are you?
Be full moon.
It'd be a big ass moon. All right.
I'm not going to sing.
Right. All right. Good. Thank God. Not going to sing.
No, he's just going to do comedy. I don't know which is worse.
If you want to chime in on that on an open line Thursday, your reaction, 800-636-1067.
All right, guys. In Carbine, much like sports, timing is everything. And right now, my girl Miriam and the team over at BMW Fairfax is stepping up in the pocket with a special 2.99% APR for up to 60 months on select new ultimate driving machines. 3 Series, 5 Series, X3, X5, that's what I got, X7, and more. With market interest rates still running high, BMW Fairfax is handing off thousands in savings over the term of your new loan. Don't wait. Do what I've been doing for years. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, visit BMW Fairfax.
Get your fantasy football questions ready for Dave Richard. He's going to join us in just about 12 or 13 minutes. He's coming up at 8 o'clock.
So I was talking to Kelsey last night, and she had a busy weekend. Her girlfriend, Liz, parents are in the entertainment business, mm-hmm. or I don't know. She can get tickets. So she went to see Sabrina Carpenter, who's kind of like a Taylor Swift type, becoming very popular. And then the next day, they went to see the Clippers game. And that was at the new Steve Ballmer arena.
Did you get silly seats dome. On the wood?
I don't know. I didn't even ask her about her seats.
Did she get the seats behind one of the baskets where... I kind of like this bit where only Clippers fans are allowed.
Oh, the wall.
The wall.
Like, yes, they call it the wall.
If I went to go to the Intuit Dome to a Wizards game.
You'd love it because you could boo from there.
No, they wouldn't allow me on. Like if I wore like a...
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying if you're a Clippers fan.
Jersey into the arena, I couldn't sit in that section of the arena.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. Makes it more like a college atmosphere, at least for that segment of the arena.
Yeah, the wall is an area... They're trying to make it kind of like Duke,
right?
Where they're all standing up and they have certain cheers and chants.
Right.
And there have been opposing players who say that they were distracted at the free throw line because of the wall.
Right.
So I didn't even ask her about her seat. She just started telling me how cool it was that she entered the arena and it was all facial recognition.
Ah.
Everything was facial recognition. So we sometimes complain that we don't have... paper tickets at this point.
Yes, I've done that before.
That I guess you had to do something with an app to sign up for the facial recognition, but then once you walk in there, anything you purchase, you don't have to use your phone, you don't use a credit card, you just walk in and say, I'd like the nachos and a beer, and it's going to recognize your face and charge it automatically to your card.
That sounds awful. It sounds like out of a science fiction movie. I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's just next level. It's kind of like, you like an easy pass, don't you?
I don't love it.
You like the old school stopping at a toll?
Stopping.
It's better than
Do you like stopping at a toll and getting the ticket?
I don't like the tolls in general.
Of course. But my point is the technology is just advancing. So to me, it's similar to the experience of us growing up, when we would go on the New Jersey Turnpike, if you were heading to New York, you'd have to get that stupid ticket, and then it would calculate, depending on how far you went, what you had to pay. Well, now, if you've got the smart pass, it just hooks it.
Don't love it. I just don't. It's just a little too invasive.
Do you check your smart pass to see your charges, to double check that they did it right?
I don't check anything.
Of course you don't.
I don't check anything.
So... In theory, I guess you would check and say, okay, I got nachos, which were $12 or whatever the heck it is, and you would check your credit card to see if it was right, but that's what it's doing.
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm telling you, I don't like it philosophically.
Here's what you would love about Intuit Dome.
Yeah.
Tons of toilets.
Well, I like that.
Stephen Ballmer is like, we don't want people in lines waiting for to use the bathroom.
Like
we want
toilets
in their seats.
Or urinals? Both.
I think all of it. So, like he's put way more than are in a standard NBA arena.
That's great.
Because he wants people in their actual seats instead of waiting in line for the toilets.
That tells me, Ballmer, he's into pooping. He loves it.
He probably is.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't everybody? I mean, everybody has to.
I believe Ted has a toilet fetish as well.
He does?
Yeah, I remember him doing like a news segment on it one time that they like flushed all the toilets at the same time. They wanted the same thing.
They show the more power.
They wanted more toilets in the arena.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I know all the good places to poop. And you're right, Drabby. You go into a TJ Maxx, you get the urge. You go into a Marshalls, you get the urge.
So if I'm constipated, I should go to a TJ Maxx.
Yeah, if you're into finding deals.
Yeah, I don't think it would move you the same way.
I don't think you care.
Him.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been inside a TJ Maxx in 5 years.
Yeah. You're missing out on a bunch of silly deals.
You don't like to buy stuff. Yeah, I get sized.
Hey, if like you're constipated, you should go to a TGI Fridays.
I've only been once in 5 years, but it was a good experience.
Well,
that's a mudslide.
Aren't you? That's your own personal mudslide. Aren't you a taco guy? Like if you're having an issue, you go and get some tacos.
No, my go to if I have
if you're locked
two
up.
Things, McDonald's pancakes. I don't know.
That's
it does
such
the trick.
A bizarre thing.
I don't know if it's the syrup or something. And then just anything greasy. I wouldn't just say tacos. Like you can get greasy pizza, or
and that'll do it.
Yeah.
Let's go to David. Hold on real quick. I know. Let's go to David in Potomac.
Who needs a probiotic when you can get two slices of pepperoni that are greasy?
If you put napkins on your pizza, I kind of disrespect you.
I actually do.
You do? You got to eat that oil, man. You got to eat the grease.
David, what's up, buddy?
You guys need some flash in your day. You really do.
Yeah.
I'm long time, first time. I can't wrap my head around my New York Jets. Born and raised in New York, went to University of Maryland, decided to stay like everyone else here.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't figure it out. You guys have better opinions and you bounce it back and forth better than I do with my friends.
What simple answer is Aaron Rodgers sucked the oxygen out of that organization.
Yeah. They gambled on an old Aaron Rodgers. He's been subpar. And the defense has been abysmal. At least for the second half of the season.
Exhausted. They're exhausted. But tell me what I do moving forward. Do I start burning everything green and white in my closet?
No, if you're a real fan, you got to stick with it.
Yeah, 53 years of this, though. What do you do? They fired Joe Douglas. Do you guys think that was good or bad?
Probably bad. He had pretty good draft choices.
The problem is, it's not the same thing as like Dan, but you might have like an owner issue.
Yeah. Woody Johnson.
You know what I mean? It's not like he's a terrible human. Like we had, but you might have an issue there.
I think if you get a good head coach, and Saleh was doing a better job.
Mm-hmm.
They were a better defense, better overall. But if you had a good coach, you had a chance. They have talented players.
Did you think that Saleh should have gone or should have gone?
No, but that's what bad organizations do. They fire coaches midstream and think it's going to give them a bump, and it didn't. So, have fun rooting for the Jets for the next 20 years.
Right. Hang in there,
buddy. It's going to be a rough one, my friend. All right, when we come back, Dave Richard from CBS Sports will join us. He'll give you the fantasy advice you need as the Steelers open up Week 12 tonight, taking on the Cleveland Browns. Dave Richard joins us next.